السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We continue with our lesson on the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 197. In our previous lesson on Friday, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala was addressing the issues when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the 1500 approximate Sahaba in the 6th year of the Hijrah went to perform Umrah. The non-Muslims at that time, Abu Sufyan still a non-Muslim, Khalid bin Walid still non-Muslim, and the other leaders prevented Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and this is called Ihsar. So we discussed that in detail. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. You complete your Hajj and Umrah solely only for the pleasure of Allah. So the meaning of this is that each one of us needs to look at our motive, our intention. And then we will find that that person's Hajj, you will find the consequences, you will find everything. So that is the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِيَ لَهُمْ. Now mind the benefit in the year after, the benefit in this world also you will see. Therefore, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 65 Hajj. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah 55 Hajj. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah 50 Hajj. Now when a person goes for Hajj, Allah forbid, the plane is hijacked and so forth, what do you do? So Almighty Allah states, فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ. The person involved is called muhsar. Muhsar means that that person is prevented from going further. فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدِ. So now you have to slaughter the animal. Where must you slaughter the animal? Look at the next sentence. وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّا. So majority scholars, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambali say, you don't shave your hair until you have slaughtered that animal, the goat, the sheep, the place where you are. So wherever you are, you just get the goat, the sheep, and you slaughter it, then you come out, you shave your hair, and you're out of ihram. Hanafi say, mahilla means it, the animal must be slaughtered in the haram. So nowadays with telecommunication and all the facilities available, so we can take someone in Makkah and tell him or her to slaughter the goat or the sheep in Makkah or Mina, then you come out of your haram. But there are some times when a person is ill and sick. Then what happens? You are in ihram. You are already moving, going towards Makkah and traveling in that direction. Like Ka'b bin Ujra, there was so much lice in his hair, so many problems. So if the person is going to violate the laws of ihram due to some illness, sickness, then there will be fidya. But this fidya is a bit different. For fidyatum min siyamin, either that person keeps 3 fasts, aw sadaqatin, or he feeds 6 poor people, give them breakfast and supper, aw nusukin, or you slaughter the animal. And the animal will be slaughtered in the haram area in Makkah or Mina, Muzdalifah. Normally, slaughtering takes place in Makkah or Mina, and this can be done any time of the year. So it shows that this is when there is a valid excuse. then those people who perform Umrah and Hajj, they call Tamattu Hajj, when you leave the Miqat or your hometown, you made intention for Umrah only. That Umrah is performed during the months of Hajj, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah and so forth. We'll discuss it in today's lesson. And thereafter, out of your Umrah is finished, you shave your hair, cut your hair, you're out of Ihram. Then during the days of Hajj on the 7th, 8th, 7th is not the day of Hajj, but some people fasten the Ihram on the 7th because they go to Mina early, because they don't want to get involved in the congestion and so forth. So on the 8th or so you fasten the Ihram and then you go to from Makkah to Mina or from Aziziyah to Mina. So that is called Tamattu Hajj. So people who perform Tamattu Hajj, then they have to slaughter a hadi, the goat or sheep, the slaughtering is compulsory. Or Qiran also slaughtering is compulsory. But Ifrad Hajj, the slaughtering is mustahab and not compulsory. But Islam looks at it differently. Say a person is there and Allah forbid his money or so is stolen, or he spent all the money, doesn't have any more funds. Then that person must keep 10 fasts, thalathati ayyamin fil hajj. I did not discuss this point in detail, so let's discuss this here, so people understand properly. Thalathati ayyamin fil hajj, if you translate it according to the Hanafi scholars, the translation will be this. Fasiyamu thalathati ayyamin fi ashhuri al-hajj. The word ashhur is not there. It's the interpretation of the Hanafi school. So you keep the 3 fast during the months of Hajj. But best is to delay it till the 6th, 7th, 8th or 7th, 8th, 9th. So that is the best. So that is for those people who cannot afford the hadi because maybe they get money from friends or family or, you know, they take a loan and so forth. So Hanafi say the 3 fasts will be kept. وَسَبَعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُهُمْ. And the 7 you keep when you are finished with Hajj. Whether you are in Makkah, whether you are in Jeddah, whether you are at home. So all that. إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِذَا فَرَغْتُمْ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ الْحَجِّ. So that is the translation the Hanafis make. When we go to the Shafi scholars and so forth, they say no. فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي إِحْرَامِ الْحَجِّ. So when you're going to keep this ihram, when you're going to keep this 3 fasts going to the Shafi school, that person must be in the state of ihram already for Hajj. So let's say that person now fasts the ihram on the 6th, so the 6th, 7th, 8th he'll fast, or 7th, 8th, 9th he will fast. So that is how the Shafi is translated. So Hanafis, you keep this fast, you don't have to be in ihram, but according to Shafi's, you must be in ihram. وَسَبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ. According to Shafi's, when you return home. So that 7 fasts you keep at home. You can't be keeping the fast day in Makkah and so forth, because the Quran Kareem says when you return. So that is how you have difference of opinion and interpretation according to the jurists and the scholars of Islam. تِلْكَ أَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. That is the 10 fasts. On this, I just recall an incident of mine that took place in Lebanon, in Beirut, in fact, many years ago when we visited there. So I went to one of the bookshops there, mashallah, the best books, even today you will find Islamic books, the print and so forth, there in Lebanon, in Lebanon, in Beirut. So nevertheless, I told that person, I want that book. He said it's 10. So I just told him spontaneously, Tilka Ashatun Kamila. Then I told him I want that book there. So he said, what you say now, ma taqul ya sheikh? I said spontaneously, inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, I see 11 stars. Then I told him I want that book there. So he said, what you say now? So he was enjoying it because I'm quoting Quran when I buy the other book. So I said, inna iddat ash-shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra, that the months in the Islamic year are 12. Then I told him, give me that book there. So I have to pay for it, obviously. So he said, now what you say? Meaning the number 13 is not mentioned in Quran. So he's Arab, he's sure, and he's a person who studies Islam. He knows every day he's looking at his books. So he was sure, he's got me cornered. All this with the help and mercy of Allah. So Allah put in my head, I said, wa shaf'i wal watri. The qasam of the even numbers and the odd numbers. He got such a shock. He came right round, he embraced me, and he said, take all the books, you will pay for it. He said that no, that you can, he's seeing that this person knows a little bit what Islam likes. So it was a good incident, mashallah. So I thanked him, and I remember I wrote a letter thanking him from South Africa as well. So sometimes these type of things come in handy also, you know. It was not planned, obviously. It was all spontaneous. The next discussion here, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهَلُهُ حَاذِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. So, ذَلِكَ, that word, to what does it refer to? The Hanafi say it refers to tamatta. So you can tamatta are the verb there. So it means that people who stay there in Makkah, in the Haram, and in the hill and so forth. Hill means like Jeddah and Badr and so forth. According to the Hanafi scholars, they cannot perform tamattu hajj. They cannot perform qiran hajj. They must perform ifrad hajj only. That is the interpretation Hanafi ulama make. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهَلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَجِلْهَ. When we ask the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis and majority scholars, they say, no. The person can make Ifrad Hajj, Tamattu Hajj, Qiran Hajj, any of the three Hajj. But Dhalika refers to Al-Hadi, because Al-Hadyu a Aqrab. The word Hadi is nearer to the word Dhalika. So that is how they gave the interpretation. So even if you perform Tamattu Hajj, Qiran Hajj, then you don't have to slaughter the animal. So slaughtering is for people who come from far, not the people who live in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah and surroundings there. So that is the verdict of the Shafis, Ambalis and so forth. So this is how you have and get difference of opinion among the scholars. Today's lesson, Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 197. Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. For Hajj, the months are well known. So what are the months of Hajj? According to majority scholars, remember, easy way to remember it, min Eidin ila Eidin. From the first of Shawwal, Eidul Fitr, right till Eidul Adha, the 10th of Zilhijjah. So simple, when we teach students, we say, min Eidin ila Eidin. From one Eid till the next Eid, so those are the months of Hajj. So what is the meaning of that? In Ramadan, you fasten your ihram for Umrah only. Shaban is before Ramadan, for Umrah only. So you cannot be fastening your ihram on the 27th night of Ramadan, or 28th or 29th, any time in Ramadan. You can't fasten your ihram for Hajj. But in the case where the moon is sighted, first Shawwal is ushered in, the month of Shawwal has started. So in a case like that, the months of Hajj have started. From first Shawwal till the 10th of Zilhijjah. So we say now on the day of Eid al-Fitr, a person says, I'm fastening my ihram for Hajj, Ifrad Hajj. I'm making intention of Qiran, Umrah and Hajj. It's permissible. In Tamattu, you won't make that intention because you make intention for Umrah only initially. So that is the meaning of this, Al-Hajj Ashhurum Ma'lumat. So the months of Hajj are well known. So Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, and the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ. So whosoever has made compulsory the Hajj, فِيهِنَّ. فِيهِنَّ means during these months here. So either in Shawwal, you left your hometown, your country, you went towards Makkah, or in Zulqa'dah, or the beginning of Zulhijjah. Now when you are in that state of consecration, so what is the meaning of state of consecration? It means you are in the state of ihram. You know, the men, we wear the upper garment and the lower garment. We don't have any underwear and so forth. The woman in your normal clothes. Then there are certain obligations and certain restrictions. The main ones, Almighty Allah speaks, فَلَا رَفَثَ. Here you need to know a bit of Arabic grammar. When we say La ilaha illallah, it means lam linafiyil jins. It is for total negation. There is no God, there is no deity, there is none worthy of worship. La ma'abuda bihaqqin illallah. So similarly here also, fala rafatha. There must be no husband-wife relationship. So you can't tell your wife you're looking very smart today in ihram, or the wife tells you, oh hubby, that you are looking so handsome in ihram, or you're touching one another's hands and cuddling and romancing and smooching. So all these things are absolutely haram. So when you are in the state of ihram, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, that is the slogan of the person going for umrah, going for hajj. We go as lovers to the Baytullah. Our mahbub and beloved is Almighty Allah. We're going to the place which is the most sacred place on the face of the earth. Fala rafatha. So it means nothing to do with that. Yes, you hold your wife's hand for security reasons, you have to cross the road or the street, they're different. But anything to do with romance and husband-wife relationship, all that absolutely haram. Wala fusuqa. You are now wearing the clothes of a pilgrim. You are in the state of ihram. Wala fusuqa. And there must be absolutely no sin. Sin is even in ordinary clothes is sinful. But now it is worse when you are in the state of ihram. A person comes to the masjid and is swearing in the masjid. So what I tell him, that what's wrong with you? How can you swear in the masjid? Does it mean that swearing outside the masjid is permissible? Obviously not. It means that outside the masjid is sinful, but inside the masjid is worse. You're right in the house of Allah and you are swearing. Now just take 5-6 examples. Therefore today, take us 10, 20, 50, 100 years. People are performing hajj, but you don't see a revolution. Why you don't see a revolution of this ummah? Because the ummah performs the hajj, Allah alone knows how. Wala fusuka. I'm telling you what I saw. So you must remember, we mentioned this in our lectures 100 times. Wala fusuka. No smoking in ihram. You will find the people making labbaik Allahumma labbaik, and they're pulling the cigarette in Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. So how can that hajj be a hajj mabrur hajj? Hajj mabrur is this. No husband-wife relationship. Wala fusuqa. No vices and sin. Wala jidala. No arguing, fighting, quarreling. When we fulfill hajj like that, you call it hajj mabrur. So common things I'm speaking about. Wala fusuqa. Number one is smoking. Number two, watching television. People in ihram, they don't even consider it a sin. Watching English movies, Arabic movies and all. Absolute haram. So we must remember this. You write the Baytullah. Do we know if a person is in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah? These three places, M3, 3M, call it what you want to, the three memes, the three M's. Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Arafat is out of the haram. In those holy places, remember which constitutes the haram. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states in the noble Quran, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلَحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever makes intention. The person did not execute the crime. He did not go through with it as yet. He just made intention. Bizulmin of oppression, wrongdoing. Bi ilhadin, deviation and sin. Just intention. Nuziquhu min adhabin aleem. We will let that person taste a terrible punishment. Today people want to use TV and all these kind of things for Islam. Remember, this is all doka of shaitan, is deception of shaitan. So you can't use haram things for propagation of Islam. So anyway, I'm speaking of the hajis. This is what people do. I speak of majority. Smoking, majority. TV, majority. Music, don't even speak. They don't even consider it a sin. Because the nifaq, the hypocrisy has become so much right in the holiest of places. Fala fusuka, Allah tells us. You are coming as my guest, but you don't want to adhere and comply what I'm telling you. So therefore you will go back kama kan. You came for hajj, you go back just the same. No difference. Therefore no worry of salat, no worry. People eating haram. Absolute haram. What they worry? People are in the plane, people are in the haram and going, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. So Abba, eat this, eat this. Allah alone knows what they, let me be honest about this. Today these halal certificates on these planes and on all this, Allah alone knows which alone is halal and which is not halal. So a person will not die if you don't eat that. So we must remember there are so many problems with the halal industry globally I'm speaking about. So people eat absolute haram. And then we go to Makkah, Medina, and we say our Hajj is accepted, our Umrah is done. How can it be done? How can we accept it? فَلَا رَفَثَا No husband-wife relationship. وَلَا فُسُوقَ No smoking in ihram. Smoking out of ihram is sinful. So what do you expect in ihram? Their TV is not acceptable out of ihram, and you're watching right there in Makkah the movies and wasting time. And the music, all these things. Eating haram, drinking haram. Wala fusuqa. Then wala fusuqa is not confined to that. Our eyes, we're right there in the haram, but we're staring at the woman because 150, 160 countries people come. We never saw people like that before. Now the men are staring at the woman, some woman staring at the men, but we're in the haram. So see all this. Therefore, it's not a quality Hajj. It's not a mabrur Hajj. We went just through the motions. That is. Wala jidala fil Hajj. And no quarreling. There's a big crowd, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people. Obviously, you will have to wait. The taxis, the buses, your turn, whether it is in Tawaf or whether it is in Sa'i, or the crowds are big. So you can't just be fighting with everybody and so forth. It is, you know, we tell people in the lectures that you spend 30, 40, 50, 60,000 rand South African money, so that amount of sabr also you have to have. So these are quality Hajj. When there is no husband-wife talk in ihram, there is no sin in ihram, there is no fighting, arguing, and this type of thing. Discussion of masail, that is different, that you don't call fighting. You can say Shafi say this, Maliki say this, Hanbali say this, that is fine. That you don't consider jidal. Jidal is we fighting with a taxi driver, with the agent, that you told us this and you're giving us this. So all these type of things. Wala jidala fil hajj. So remember that there must be no all these type of arguments. And I told you the law. Linafiyil jins. It means it must be negated totally, entirely. وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرِهِ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ And whatever good you do, Allah alone knows it. Easy example, when we go for Hajj with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, we tell our group C that we are living here 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, whatever you want to call it. But just go outside on the streets in Mina and other places and you will see millions and thousands of people. They don't know where their next meal will come from where their next drink will come from, whether it is juice or cold drink or water or what have you. So you must remember that we just take whatever we want to give. Take out 20 riyals, 50 riyals, 1,000 riyals, whatever you can afford, lillah money. Ya Allah, we want to spend on Duyufur Rahman. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, what are the qualities of the Hujjaj? Ifsha'u salam, make salam to all. All meaning male to male, female to female. It'amu ta'am, go feed the hajis. And layinul kalam. You see people doing wrong, so tell them in a courteous, polite manner. Alhamdulillah, so much money gets collected. Because mashallah, South Africans, they have that amount. And so forth, so we spend and see the du'as the people give. MashaAllah, we get the youngsters involved and so forth, and they come back and they're smiling that how much they did and how the people give them du'as. So we make one amir and take 5-10 helpers worth. So wama taf'alu min khayri, so whatever good you do, whether you did extra tawaf in the darkness of the night, extra Quran, extra charity, privately, that is what is beloved to Allah. You did it publicly for the pleasure of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Now the people of Yemen used to come, not all of them obviously, but some of them. They used to come there, no means, no nothing. Then they used to go around and beg.
begged by the other hajis, they say, Nahnu al-mutawakkilun, we are making tawakkul on Allah. But when they come there, the same people start begging. Therefore, the su'al, this begging, Islam is condemned. We must remember that. So Quran is telling us, now you're coming for Hajj, what does Allah do? So bring your provisions worth, bring your food worth, bring your money worth. In those days, to bring the food worth, never had hotels and cooks and all that like we have nowadays. So nevertheless, therefore I translated, bring your provision, your food. Nowadays, take your money worth, take sufficient. Not that you go there and you're begging by this one, begging by this one. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى And the best zad in provision. You know this word zad. We in South Africa, we have a nice word for it. If you know Afrikaans, we say patkos. Now we are traveling from here to Cape Town, to Durban, PE, 8-hour, 10-hour, 15-hour journey. So we must we take some food word. You take some provision word, butto, we say in our vernacular. So all that you must take worth. So in the form of money, food, whatever you want to munch in the plane or whatever you... For inna khayra zadi taqwa, and the best form of provision is taqwa. Taqwa is, you don't go back by people. Therefore, we must remember, ulama have returned, bi'is al faqir inda babil amir. It's a shame and disgrace, you know, to go and beg by people, go shop to shop like a beggar. So beg from Almighty Allah. You're running madrasa, running masjid, does that. It's for Allah's pleasure. Allah will put in people's hearts and mind, they'll give you without asking. And when you make this a money-making thing, then you have to behave like a beggar. That is the difference. What does Allah do? So take your provision worth. For inna khay. And then in the process, they will try and do everything haram also. So you must remember, Allah's system is there. So what does Allah do? So you take your provision. For inna khayra zadi taqwa. So verily, the best form of provision is taqwa. So this taqwa is, they don't go and beg in this context here. So you come well prepared. Otherwise, don't come for Hajj. Hajj is not compulsory upon you that you are poor. So wait till you get the means instead of causing a harm to others and going there and begging. That is not right. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ O people of intelligence. Lub. Lub means aqal. So our, you know, what they call your intelligence, your brains, your intellect. So, O people of intelligence and intellect, fear me alone. Today the Ummah fears prime ministers, presidents and governments. You see our government, it's become a circus. You can see what happens in parliament. The jokers are busy. What taqoon, I'll feel very ashamed to belong to such a party, you know that. What taqoon, ya ulil albab. So nevertheless, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, fear me alone. Ya ulil albab, O you people of intelligence, O you people of intellect. So that is a great lesson for all of us. When we go for Umrah now, December holidays, thousands of people will be going. Ask yourself, are we going to perform Umrah? Fala rafatha. No husband, wife, all business there. Well, and during ihram, that is. Wala fusuka. No sun, no TV, no smoking, no music, nothing, all those things. Wala jidal. Don't get involved in arguments and quarrels and all this stuff. Do your work, finish and clear. Beg Almighty Allah for acceptance. Request for du'as for the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.